Winnipeg, Manitoba, that was the Female Beat. And from their CD, Sealed with a Kiss, that was the Gypsy Moon Dance. Vitaju vas, šanovni radio sluhači, na radio predaču. Naš holos, hovorit Pavlina Makwari, dakuju što rišale, perbuti zi mnoju nastupnu denu, posluhite čudovu ukrajinsku muziku. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McCorry, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got a great program lined up for you. Keith will be along with news, and the headlines for this week are the European Union naming a new ambassador to Ukraine and Ukraine's last independent TV station going off the air just before the elections. As well, Silvio will be along with a recipe for millet kasha, and we'll have an interview with Luba Boyechko, who is the coordinator for the Child Sponsor Program for HEART in Ukraine. And as well, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And we've got music from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and Ukraine for this week's program. So coming up next, we started off with Winnipeg, and we'll carry on. That was an all-girl polka band that opened the program, so now we have an all-boy polka band. They are called High Profile. Here they are now with a salsa version of a well-loved, well-known, and very traditional Ukrainian kolomeka, Oita Duna.
Я музика, та зараз я забуду. For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
Дівчино, будь сама, бо хлопець любить та ти дівчино будь сама. Чинята, поки не личко цілувати, поки не дівчину любити, та ще своєю називати, поки не дівчину любити, та ще своєю називати. Нехай шукає він мене. Піду до моря, утоплюся, нехай не буде більш мене. Піду до моря, утоплюся, нехай не буде більш мене. Ворожка ворожила, мені ворожка сказала, мені ворожка ворожила, щоб не любила хлопців я. Мені ворожка ворожила, щоб не любила хлопців я.
And that was a Winnipeg group called Molodtsi, which means young people or young ones. And that was a song called Voroshka, the Fortune Teller. And before them, the Todeschuk sisters, Rosemarie and Charlene, from their self-titled CD, and a song called Alleluia. And that song, as are most on their CD, original compositions by the two sisters, one of whom, Rosemarie, still lives in Winnipeg, and her sister Charlene now in Montreal. Up next, more Winnipeggers. Here's Shumnel from their CD, It's Fun to Be Ukrainian. And Soloveyu here on Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Соловію, рідний брате, виклич мені дівча з хати, та гей-гей, виклич мені дівча з хати, та гей. Виклич мені дівча з хати, бо я маю що спитати, та гей-гей, бо я маю що спитати, та гей. Я маю що спитати, чи не біла стара мати, та гей, гей, чи не біла стара мати, та гей. Очі біла, чи не біла, що з повстанцем говорила, та гей. Що з повстанцем говорила, та гей. сами признаюся, що з повстанцем кохаюся. Та гей, гей, що з повстанцем кохаюся. Та гей, Соловію, рідний брате, виклич мені дівчин з хати. Та гей, гей, виклич мені дівчин з хати, виклич мені дівчин з хати, виклич мені дівчин з хати. Та гей, виклич мені дівчин з хати, та гей, виклич мені дівчин з хати, бо я маю що спитати, та гей, гей, бо я маю що спитати, та гей.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Do you know what millet is? Well, millet is a grain that is gluten-free. It is high in protein, vitamins, fiber, and minerals, and is easily digested. It was once a staple in the African, Chinese, and Indian diets before rice and wheat became popular. The Chinese considered this to be a sacred grain. Millet is now becoming more popular in Canada. Try to use it because it is definitely beneficial to our health. Use it in stir fries, soups, salads, stews, muffins, pancakes, or as a cereal. I made a tapioca-like pudding not long ago and it was delicious. The first time I had the millet experience was when I was visiting Western Ukraine. We were eating a very delicate millet and vegetable soup at a very beautiful outdoor restaurant. I had to laugh at myself thinking about all the years I've been feeding millet to my little bird friends, as most North Americans do. Millet is considered the caviar of birdseed. No wonder they know my address. I don't have a recipe for millet soup. Maybe you could help me out. I hope so. But I do have a recipe for baked millet kasha. Remember, it is now easily available in most bulk stores, health stores, and many general stores. Look for it. You'll find millet flour too. This is an important cereal in Ukraine. Oh, and what is kasha? It's any grain cooked like porridge. So let's get back to our grains. Here we go. Wash 1 cup of millet in a fine sieve until the water comes clear. Pour a couple of cups of boiling water over it and drain very well. Add 2.5 cups boiling milk or thin cream along with 1/4 cup butter, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of sugar, and bring to a brisk boil. Stir a few times and boil for about 5 minutes. Cover tightly and bake it at 350 degrees for about 3/4 of an hour. Serve with meat and gravy. This is definitely a nutritious and delicious dish. I hope to hear from you with your millet recipes.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Up next, Paris Takeyev from Winnipeg, and this is from their CD, their second one, called Variances, and a song simply called Dance 2.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, the European Union names new ambassador to Ukraine. Ahead of elections, TVI taken off air. I'm Keith Parent. With the Ukrainian elections just around the corner, the European Union has named the new ambassador to Kiev. Over the last few months since the trial and jail sentence of Yulia Tymoshenko, the relationship between the EU and Ukraine has been tense. With the new appointment, will this change? To find out more, here's Alexandra Molokolop.
The EU has sent its new ambassador to Ukraine right before the nation's upcoming parliamentary elections. And despite the signs on collaboration freezing, the new ambassador points out the important work on Ukraine's EU association agreement, which is undergoing a technical preparation.
For a positive decision by member states we need to show to the member states that the political elements are all there and there is now then a doubt about Ukraine willing to continue on the way of associating with the European Union.
The ambassador refers to the Ukraine's October parliament elections, which is to be the most noticeable test, in such a way that nobody questions the functioning of democracy in Ukraine.
We shall not make an assessment before the election is over. No matter who votes, it matters who counts. If we wish to have people who are citizens, we have to assure that they vote are well taken into account in the composition of a future parliament and legislator in Ukraine.
The new appointment replaces former EU's ambassador to Ukraine, José Manuel Pinto Teixeira, who was believed by the Ukrainian government to interfere in the nation's internal affairs by voicing his position about Ukraine's misleading. Experts say, although his criticism was well-grounded, the new EU's representative might be more loyal to Ukraine.
The new ambassador is native Polish, and for Poland, the EU's widening on the east is quite important. Ukraine is not a buffer zone anymore. Many countries would like Ukraine to meet EU's expectations.
Experts agree that the outcome of these long-lasting relations strongly depend on whether the result of the upcoming elections will be whipped up or not. Failing this test, the diplomatic gap between the sides can be pernicious for the former Soviet state. Despite of all talks on Ukraine-EU relations, the long-awaited Ukraine-EU summit, which is being the most powerful platform of the sides' cooperation, is shelved for indefinite time. According to the EU ambassador, their upcoming elections are focusing more attention. Experts, however, say there will not be any fundamental changes after the election. Oleksandra Molotkova, Kyiv.
Ukraine has been criticized by many who advocate press freedom, saying Ukraine is going backwards, not forwards. One of Ukraine's independent TV stations, TVI, has all but vanished. Amy Katz of The Voice of America has more.
Ivan Artemenko is disappointed. The Kyiv student's favorite channel, TVI, has vanished from the airwaves.
I switched on my TV. There is darkness on a channel TVI. The note says the channel is not supported.
TVI has been having trouble with the government for some time. The channel was denied a license for digital transmission. Its director was charged with tax evasion, though the charges were later dropped. Finally, says General Director Mykola Niezhitsky, TVI simply started disappearing from cable TV networks.
More than 80 cable operators switched us off. One of the biggest cable operators, Triolan, switched us off. Another big cable provider, Volia, which is in fact a monopolist in Kyiv, transferred us from a cheap basic package to the expensive one.
As a result, TVI's audience has shrunk to a third its former size, threatening the station's survival and also hampering Ukraine's political opposition, which uses TVI as a way to communicate with voters. TVI's management says the National Council on Television and Radio told cable operators to switch the channel off. The council denies the charge, and cable providers deny they are bending to political pressure. Some say they dropped TVI because of technical reasons, others because the channel didn't have high enough ratings. One company, Volia, says it simply optimized its channel lineup.
TVI is accessible. You can see it for yourself. Nobody has switched it off. But in which package it is available, this is our personal business decision to make.
Independent experts are skeptical about these explanations, especially during an election campaign. Natalia Ligachova is with the media watchdog group Telekritika.
The main responsibility for the situation with TVI channel lies with the Ukrainian authorities. The authorities themselves must provide a possibility for the only opposition channel in Ukraine to operate without obstacles.
A protest last month in support of TVI drew some 1,500 people, and viewers chipped in to help the station pay its fine when it lost a tax case in court. The station's editor-in-chief, Vitaly Portnikov, says Ukrainian journalism is now at the last frontier of freedom of speech.
It's important for us that Ukrainian journalists have freedom of expression so that our viewers are not constrained like during Soviet times to find out the truth only from the Voice of America or Radio Liberty. This is a shame for the independent state, for a democratic state. We are here to tell people the truth by ourselves.
Amy Katz, VOA News.
And with that, we end this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Powell.
Ukraine, that was Oksana Mucha from her CD Reshito and a song called Porizalam Palchik Tai Bolet, and that translates as I cut my finger and it hurts. Yeah, no kidding, it usually does. Hope it's better now, Oksana. And that again is from her CD Reshito. Luba Boyachko is the coordinator of the Child Sponsor Program run by Calgary-based charity HEART, Humanitarian Aid Response Teams. Luba's based in Lviv, and I had the good fortune to speak with her last summer when I was visiting Ukraine about the Child Sponsor Program. So, Luba, tell us a little bit about how the Child Sponsor Program works here in Ukraine. What is it that you're involved with doing here?
So our first task is to provide food for sponsored families and kids. And we do it every month. Certain amounts of money are sent to different regions where sponsored families are. And the caseworkers buy the food hampers and provide them for the families. And in most cases, we try to gather families and kids in some place together. And at the same time, they have special time. They have Bible classes. They have some activities for kids. They have some involvements for parents as well. And in this way, the caseworkers, the church members, they can get involved in these people's life and get more in touch with them. And it is our emphasis to be very personal in this program. And we like that every child has personal sponsor. And we find that many people in Canada, they like to connect personally. They write letters. They send some personal gifts to kids. So whenever we get the stuff here in Lviv, we send them to different regions. And we take pictures of kids with their gifts to send back to the sponsor so that the sponsor could see that the child got the gift. And also the kids write thank you cards to their sponsors and the answers to the letters. And what I like about this process that I see sponsors and kids, they really become friends through this program. They get involved in each other's life. And we read sometimes that they ask, they give some prayer requests. And sometimes they ask for some pieces of advice and sponsors give some ideas. Like we had one girl that sponsor gave her an idea what career to choose. And I think the sponsor sent some money to buy a sewing machine for her. And after that, the girl decided to become a seamstress. And now she sews for the whole of her family. And she lives in the family of 5 or 6 kids. And like sponsors really become not just people who help somehow in material way, but they become mentors to their sponsored families.
So really a real connection across the ocean, across the continents.
Oh yeah, and that's something that we really try to keep and try to encourage, because I believe that it is something which is the most precious. And we even sometimes get some requests. I remember some time ago that one lady asked me, she had ministry in orphanage, and she said, well, probably we don't need so much food hampers, but could we give you some kids and you could find some people in Canada who would write to them letters just to for them to have friends abroad. And these sponsors really often become very important in the children's life.
So how would somebody in North America start to become a child sponsor?
First of all, you either can visit our website or call the office. And there is information and there is a coordinator who would give you profiles of some children who need to be sponsored. And sponsor is allowed, or potential sponsor has this opportunity to pick the child he or she would like to sponsor. Sometimes people have special desires, like whether to the age or gender of the child. So we try to also to meet these needs or requirements of sponsors. And then the sponsorship process starts.
So the cost is around $30 or $40 a month to sponsor a child. What does this translate to in terms of what a family would get?
In the food package, they receive basic food products like different grains, sugar, oil or butter for the family, and some treats for kids. We need to put unperishable food in the food hamper. We do not give like meat or some fresh products. Sometimes, like for New Year and or Christmas, we buy fresh fruits for kids to enjoy. But besides the food hampers, also, that sponsorship amount includes a birthday present for the kid. So the kid receives specifically the present for birthday. And usually the caseworkers buy specifically for this child and give it on the day they are born. And this is also very important because many of these kids would never get any presents, and not just presents, but it often happens that this is the first time that somebody remembers about their birthday. And this is the first time that they get some birthday greetings. So this is very important for them. Also, the sponsorship amount helps to send kids to summer camp. And it's such a huge experience for kids because usually they return home quite different, with different experience and with different mindset, I would say. And we also provide emergency medical care for kids. We have special emergency medical fund, and whenever there is some situation in the family, the sponsorship amount allows us to care for in those situations. And also we help to get the child ready for school because the cost is pretty high. And here you have to buy everything for your child to go to school. And so the sponsorship amount allows to buy at least some basic things like notebooks, pens, sometimes bags, school bags, and everything for the child to get ready. And they also get Christmas presents. And often these Christmas presents are accompanied by some Christmas events and some activities for kids.
So these kids are unbelievably poor. I traveled with you and the team into one of the poorest regions in Ukraine, the Carpathian Mountains. We have in Canada and the U.S. a kind of a nostalgic view of the Carpathians as this romantic area with nice little wood huts and beautiful wooden churches and lots of orchards and trees and things. But hidden in that beautiful landscape are these incredibly, desperately poor people.
Yes. And these are people we try to serve to with the help of the sponsors abroad, and these are the families that are our focus. And with this child sponsorship, we just try. Of course, it doesn't cover all their needs, and I don't think that somebody would be able to help with everything. But we really try to give hope for these families and to show that this element that somebody cares for them is so important, that sometimes they are so desperate and they try to knock on some doors to some officials and there's no answer. And finally, they have this help from nowhere, like they think, and they are so amazed that some people far away from them, they don't know even what country, like where that country is, and somebody cares and cares in practical way and gives this practical help. So it's a very great impact on these families. And also, because we work through Christian churches, we are able to show these families that there is even better future and better and like greater help for them in Jesus Christ if they turn their views to Him. So I believe that this sponsorship helped very, very much to these poor families. And we can see some very good examples when parents try to be more responsible in care of their kids. Some, they just stop being desperate and they get some hope. Some find some jobs because of this help. And also, when the caseworkers provide this help, they also instruct these people, and it is real connection.
So for less than a cost of a Starbucks coffee a day for a North American, they can seriously change and improve and give somebody hope and break the cycle of poverty and become productive and happy citizens.
Yeah, exactly. And this is our goal, and this is our desire. And we are so thankful to people who are not indifferent to our country, which is so distant from Canada, from the North America, and who care for people in other parts of the world. And they want not just to enjoy whatever they have, but also want to share and to be open to serve other people. And I just want to thank everybody and to say that your help is so important and so helpful here. And we really appreciate whatever you do for your sponsored kids.
And I was speaking with Luba Boyechko, Heart's Child Sponsor Coordinator on the ground in Lviv, Ukraine. If you'd like more information to sponsor a child yourself or help out in any other way with humanitarian aid to Ukraine, visit their website, www.heart.ca, that's HART.ca, and you can also find a link to them on our website, www.nashholos.com.
Чорноморець, матінко, Чорноморець, вивів мене босую на морозець, вивів мене босую на питає, чи є мороз, дівчино, чи немає, чи є мороз, дівчино, чи немає. Стою боса, а я молодесенька стою боса. Простояла ніченько, тай-бай-бай дуже, що як чорноморчика люблю дуже, люблю дуже.
Чорноморець, матінко, Чорноморець, вивів мене босую на
And from Ukraine, that was Pikardiska Tertsia and Chornomorchik from their second anthology CD. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune into Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network, Saturdays in your part of the world, on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. And remember, you can catch the show on your smartphone via the Stitcher app. As well, Nash Holos airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time in Vancouver on AM 1320 CHMB and in Nanaimo on Vancouver Island, Wednesdays at 12 noon on Radio Malaspina 101.7 FM. If you're a time shifter, you can get the podcast on the Nash Holos page at www.pcjmedia.com and on iTunes. And online, you can find us at www.nashholos.com. На жаль, ми скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому, ви сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Де правда, справедливості, колись таке мусить дорогу відчинити. And our proverb of the week translates as, sooner or later a path must be made for truth and justice. Well, that just about wraps it up for another week here on Nash Holos to take us to the end of our program. Back to Winnipeg and the Canadian Rhythm Masters with the Hanya Polka. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do pobaczenia.